My dreams don't live down there. That's what my granddad used to tell me. When I used to walk in them projects, I look down, I see crack needles. I see bullets. I see blood stains. But when I looked in the sky, I saw my dreams. I saw my opportunity. When I would go to school, they would tell me I was too dumb. They told me I'd be like my father, like my family, selling dope, going to the penitentiary, never seeing what the real world would be. See, I was a kid, couldn't read till it was 16. But my dream was bigger than my reality. I'm telling you, young king, keep fighting, cause your life depends on it. Just like when you get hit with that bullet, and your boy is telling you, don't stop breathing, don't stop fighting. You still got life to live. Because if you lay there in your pool of blood, you're gonna die there. Young king, for your purpose and not the money.
You cannot at this time in your lives afford to talk with anyone that is not on the frequency. You got to leave them alone.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl Frenchie B, and today's show is entitled To Be a King. I have a very special guest in the building with me today. And without further ado, here is the song of the day, Blessings by Lecrae, featuring Ty Dolla $ign, right here on I Can't Make This Up.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up on these stresses. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings.
Shining on me, get my heart up, no matter the trouble surrounding us. They don't see that it's a lot of us. Everybody move anonymous. Won't take that credit, I know where we get it. Them blessings be coming from God above. I was doing all kind of bad, what a quiet ass. Tell him I need a verse. Hit the pew and tell God he was first. Hit the studio to body a verse. I remember pushing mama a little way high, and they with no gas money. I just bought a car cash money. I ain't even trying to brag on it. I just tell it how it really is. I ain't tripping, they ain't feeling this. I ain't saying I deserve nothing. I'm just trying to talk about the punching in the clock, trying to keep the kitchen stocked. Man, it's a blessing cause we ain't never had a lot. But all we need is all we got.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up on these stresses. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. Stop stressing. I put my girl in a brand new diamond necklace. She said she need more of my love and affection. Cause lately I've been working harder than ever. She said, baby, you a boss. Baby, play a schedule. Dolly, you a boss. Let's do something special.
Take me on a PJ. We should go to Mexico. I've been down for you, boy. Since when the money was low. Anything for my baby, cause she a blessing.
Count it up,
Almost cost me everything that I got out of my family.
I'm in that studio trying to keep it pushing. Patty pops where I kept them cooking. All I needed was a Mary Mary, but the God in me was having commentary. I got angels all around, I can need a baker. Blessings falling in the line, guess I need a taper. And every loss is a lesson. Tell my haters I confess. Treat them like the green bubbles on my iPhone. I probably never read the message.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up, I ain't stressing. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings.
Hey, my peoples, and welcome back to another episode of I Can't Make This Up. I am your host, Miss Frenchie B, and today's show is entitled To Be a King. With me today, I have world-class choreographer, actor, and singer, Mr. Triple Threat himself, Amon Ra. Welcome.
What's up? What's going on? We are here. How you doing, Queen? What's good?
I am great. How are you doing?
Trying to come out this even better than I came in before.
Okay, and when you say this, you're talking about the
this life
wave of the world.
Yes, the way the world is changing, I'm trying to adapt.
Okay, so, as we all. And yes. That makes sense. That makes so much sense. So, no need to beat around the bush. I'm gonna get right into it.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's go. Let's get it. I'm with you. Let's go. This is why we here.
Okay. So tell us in a few words about your name and what it means.
Okay. Amon Ra is an African name, preferably Egyptian. It's the god of the sun. It means the hidden one revealed. You know, nice. No conspiracy theories. It's okay. About the sun, the bringer of life. Love and peace, you know. Amon Ra.
Okay. Precise. I like that. Straight to the point. So have you always been a triple threat? And if so, how long have you been in the business?
I've been in the business for over 15 years right now. I was always a triple threat, but I didn't realize it because I did things so separate. So it was never at the same time. See, a triple threat is when you realize that you can do all three at the same time. But I awoken certain things in me at different times. So at one time when I was young, I was singing. And then I realized when I was starting to dance, I can do dance and choreography. And then through dancing and choreography, I started to act. But I was always doing it at different times. So okay. I started to realize when branding was everything, I was like, you know what? I can't keep running from what it is. And let me just start blending them together and, you know, become a triple threat. Bring it all into one.
So singing came first. How old were you?
I was like 9 when I started singing. I had a vocal coach, one of my father's good friends named Reginald Seegers. He was like a vocal coach to the stars. And, you know, he saw a lot of potential in me. But what happened was I stopped, you know, to be a kid, I stopped because the teenage years started coming around, girls and fun, and I kind of left it behind.
So as I know, at the point of your life that I met you, you mm-hmm. were a dancer.
Yeah. So
tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Of course. Right. Well, you know, I started out when I was 15, 16. I had joined a dance group in Brooklyn called the Hellraisers. You know, shout out to the Hellraisers that's out there.
Okay.
From Brooklyn, New York. Yeah, boy, we were dancing at Empire Skating Ring. If you don't know if anybody in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, dancing at Empire Skating Ring. And what happened was, you know, towards 15 and 16, I had a life decision to make. When I started getting into the business, I was an extra in videos. I was dancing and for different like unknown artists. But then I had a decision to make when I moved out at a young age. Will I go move in with my mother and pursue football and martial arts because I had a scholarship? Mm-hmm. Or would I go to do what I just started doing, was dance? So I chose to dance. So I lived on my own from 16, and dancing became my life. That's when we had a chance to meet.
That's right. Yes. I'm not going to go there and say when was that, but if I say it was the days of skating, you know, the days of skating, Empire Boulevard, you know,
Google it.
That's something near and dear to my heart. Like, that was my escape. And yes. I loved to see you guys dance and be the center of attention. Like, you danced with my brother. So,
yes.
Like, you know.
Fun times.
I used to love to see you guys just tear up the floor. For real. That was like, it's nothing like it. It's not, life is not like that anymore.
Nah, but this was before the money was involved. So a lot of times, there's a different kind of love you have when it's just a passion for you. I tell a lot of people that I work with, I'm like, don't get into this business to make you hate the love for what you do. And the love is when you was just doing it when there was no money and you was just doing it for your passion, as opposed to when it becomes your job. So the times we're talking about, when there was no business, it was just love. We just loved to do it. And it was all of our escapes when it came to dancing.
It's true. It's funny you said that, because just to piggyback off of it, because I can remember maybe a little, right when you guys first started really getting into dancing, and I guess auditions were happening, and I remember my brother saying, and I think it was you that had brought it to us, our attention, if I can remember correctly, because forgive me, I believe you came with a proposition that day. I think it was a Friday or a Saturday night at the skating rink, and you were like, you were all hyped up. You were like, yeah, some auditions, and they looking for people and extras, and y'all should all just come out to the video shoot. And
yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember it, because shout out to TNT Casting, shout out to Sylvia Faye Casting, shout out to Millicent Diane Casting. What happened was, being an extra in videos, but I was always bringing too many friends on the video set. So back in the days when you got booked in a video as an extra, it's like you would come, you know, you'd be there all day and you'd get paid at the end of it. But you know how some guys just don't know how to not bring their friends everywhere they go. So it came to a point where I started bringing friends everywhere I go, and I realized I can make a little profit off of this. So I started getting in cool with the casting directors, and I was like, yo, can I bring people with me? And they're like, yeah, because it's making their job easier. I get a chance to bring people and they don't have to worry about making phone calls casting. So I started bringing all my friends to the point, and I realized, wait a minute. They're making money. And if everybody's getting $50 for the day, if I tell people they can be on TV for $45 and I take $50 out and then I keep my 50 for myself, but I bring 50 people at $50 a piece, I'm a hustler at 16, 17.
And that's the makings of a king. I mean, yes. I really believe that you have to really be decisive about what you name your children, because they do live up to the names that you give them. And literally, that's the makings of a king. Cause you was like, you had the chessboard pieces on the, you was just doing the minimum amount of movement to make that play.
And the funny thing was, when I moved out on my own, it was so like unprepared. But the thing is, everything I was learning from my parents were teaching me was subconsciously preparing me for what I was going to go through in life. And then, as you said, the makings of a king. And I didn't even realize it till I had to imply it being on my own as a kid.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that something? Because, you know, a lot of times when we growing up and we have the parents in our ears or our guardians, and they're like, do this, do that. And you're like looking at them side eye like, okay, I'm going to do it, but why are you making me do this? What is this for?
You have no clue.
You know? Yes.
But then we go back and we say thank you. I had to go back a few times and just say thank you, mom and dad. Wow, I didn't get it. I get it now. Right. I understand why you were so clinging on to me. I understand why I had a curfew. I understand why you used to always wonder where I was and what I was doing. I get it now, and thank you, because, you know, with that, it helped me prepare myself for a certain kind of discipline that I have now.
Right. Right now, I want to give you a little taste of Omarion with his dope cut, Can You Hear Me? And after that, Mr. Triple Threat himself with We Run the Party.
I wanna capture the essence of being unbothered. Hey, woo, 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 yeah, woo,
acting hella different lately, can you hear me? Pinging my new number to my baby, can you hear me? Got too much security, none of them can't get near me. I'm in Greece so far, got them folks just trying to get me, oh. My be hella loud, can you hear me, My be hella loud, can you hear me, I throw it in the crowd, can you hear me, My be hella loud, can you hear me, Yo, don't like me, but he respecting me, feel me? They don't wanna see me mixed that way, why would they hit it? Don't know why them people hating on me, they can't stand me. But can they hear me? A couple Grammys, yeah. Talk that talk, cause I walk that walk. Let her watch my shoes, They be following me wherever I go. Must know I got the news, Ball boss with the paint job. 4G auto with the shoes. FCM with the six pack. Baby daddy to your boo, yeah. I've been acting hella different lately, can you hear me? Can't get my new number to my baby, can you hear me? Got too much security, none of them can't get near me. My mink be so furry, got them vultures trying to get me, oh. My be hella loud, can you hear me, My be hella loud, can you hear me, I throw it in the crowd, can you hear me, My be hella loud, can you hear me,
My be hella, I get a wedded in my acapellas, none of it. Never hit that better. They say she only with me cause I got that cheddar. But I come in and knock it down. You can never knock my crown. Ring later, baby, I'm not that clown. 20 minutes up, let her rock the ground. Can you hear me? If that's your, that's my. So I'm coming, Gary. Go do everything that I say. I call her Siri. Ooh, she gotta call me on my money phone. I'm just too busy for the cricket, baby.
I've been acting hella different lately. Can you hear me? Can't get my new number to my baby, can you hear me? Got too much security, none of them can't get near me. My mink be so furry, got them vultures trying to get me. My be hella loud, can you hear me? My be hella loud, can you hear me? I'm throwing in the crowd, can you hear me? My be hella loud.
I'm looking for this feeling, I can't explain. It takes over my body, but I maintain. My heart beating so fast. How can we make it last? Thank you.
We run this party.
Or shall I say, who do you accredit or to introducing you into the business?
Well, there's a few people. So when I started dancing, I didn't know anything about the professional side of it. I started doing it because of the love. And because I had a black belt in martial arts, catching choreography was easy for me. See, I didn't know, martial arts is a kind of choreography in itself. So catching choreography became easy to me. So I can attribute to my boys from TikTok and Polka. Had started doing a lot of commercial work, and they brought me along with them. And another guy named Eddie Morales. He's the one that gave me my first professional gig with 702, one of their music videos.
Okay.
So I was dancing with them, and then from there, I just, you know, I was like a shark in the water. I just was going after everything.
I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
To your portfolio of choreography, who are some of the people you've worked with, and who is your favorite?
Okay. So choreography wise, I'll say Mariah Carey, I'll say Kelly Rowland, I'll say Trey Songz, I'll say Daddy Yankee, I'll say Sting, I'll say L Cool J, I'll say Fabulous. I'll say.
I was gonna say you Twister. Better not leave out Brooklyn.
I know they got Twister. As a I'm sure there's many. There's You Got Serve. I've done work on the second version of that came out in Europe. I've worked with Cardi B, Fat Joe. Dancing wise, Jay Z, Maya, Missy Elliott, Mary J. Blige.
Sting. A very extensive and impressive portfolio.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, when it becomes your life and your job, you have to make sure you become the best at it. So for most of my life, that's what I was. I was a dancer. And that's what took up a lot of my time, and a lot of my fame that I got was because I was a dancer.
So last question before we go to break.
Mm-hmm.
Would say you have helped to shape the aesthetic feel or face of what hip hop is today, as in respect to dancing and what we see and, you know, what's emulated in the videos?
Well, I can honestly say that I've implemented myself to where you know my style and you know who I am. A lot of times dancers had a bad habit of looking like each other, emulating each other, copying off each other. And what I did was I brought a style which was mine to the table to where it was recognizable. And through my style, I was able to put it in choreography to the fact where you see it nowadays. It's like, okay, that's Bam style. Because I was known as Bam Bam as the dancer. So you say, oh, that's Bam style. So everybody was doing isolations in their freestyle, but I was one of the first people in New York to put isolations in choreography. So now a lot of times you see it, it's been passed down from generation to generation, from teachers and students that have done it, from watching me do it, or even taking classes from when I used to teach classes from doing it. So if anybody that's in the dance world that knows Bam Bam, they'll know my style. You know, I kind of solidified that for myself, which is a blessing in itself.
Okay, I didn't know if I could touch on the name or pseudo.
Bam Bam. Yeah.
We gotta go pay some bills. You're gonna come back and tell us how, who, what, when, and why did that name derive from? Like, who named you Bam Bam? I wanna know. We wanna know.
Oh, I got you covered. Only for you, Frenchie. Only for you, Frenchie B.
Definitely.
I got you.
Right.
We gon' party like this.
Trick or treat up in here, yo. My nephew got something coming, man. You better cop that. Fineo.
Fineo.
Fineo. Fineo.
Fineo.
Check out Fineo, man.
Fineo. I'm in a rock.
I'm in rock.
Well, I'm in rock, oh boy. I'm in rock. On his brand new album, Fineo. Check it out, man. Naughty family, boy. Some eggs called Fineo. For all of y'all, y'all know what it is.
Failure is not an option.
What? This is gonna get it right up in there because it's real live. He drops like that lava. You know what I mean?
That's
real hot.
That's what I love.
Watch your back.
Yeah, y'all. All the best. Make sure you pick it up. I promise you, you'll be happy.
Okay, I think I need a hit. Somebody help me, I'm feeling sick. I need a fix now, I think I need a trip. And I ain't talking DR, I just need a DJ for this. Tell the DJ to play a hit. He ain't got him, it's time to be up. We up in this beat, so tell the waitress this is to hurry up. It's really fucking this club and I'm trying to get lit. Turn the music up. The only thing I know. In the yard, we just answering the call. That uncontrollable urge to go and get what we deserve, and we bow.
Yeah,
the only thing I know.
That was Amara with Music Is My Drug. Next up, here's Skip Marley featuring Damon Jr. Gong Marley with That's Not True. Remember, I am Frenchie B, and I can't make this up.
Now greetings to the world, voice to the one called Skip Marley. Alongside the lion in the jungle. Big Gangzilla, the youngest son.
I know you're drunk in power, brother, that's not juice. I see you chasing meals, my brother, that's not food. When the banana peels, I tell you that's not fruit. Another brother shot down, but that's not news. Don't you fall from grace, brother, don't throw it all away. A wise man used to say, money ain't life, so take it easy.
Damn it, that's not true.
You're lying with the liars, baby, that's not you. The way you're never smiling, baby, that's not cute. I see he got you crying, baby, that's not smooth. The chaos and the violence, baby, that's not cool. Don't you fall from grace.
No way.
My love, don't give your heart away.
No way.
A wise man used to say, if she's amazing, she won't be easy.
Tell me that's not true.
Instead of you putting it off, tomorrow no sure, and that is for sure. So better you give it to all. Better you stand up and better you get up and rise whenever you fall. Better you smile instead of you cry, and even better you laugh. Embarrassment better than gas, pain, no friends, so better you fall. Anything better than hungry, wisdom better than smart. Better them don't bother go like them two, cause I bet when you check it them soft. All of them bother not book like a bull, but I bet when you check it's a car. Real is better than fraud. Freedom better than bad. Gold is better than bronze. Bronze is better than brass. But health is better than well done. Peace is better than war. Now is better than later. The present is better than past. Prevention better than cure. Long life better than past. Question better than answer. Better your answer. This and me
ask.
Let's go right into this.
Before Let's left, get it.
Before we left, I was asking you, and you were about to drop the science about the pseudo Bambino. What is that about? What was it about? Because I just think of the Flintstones when I hear it.
I was given the name from my parents when I was a kid. I was a very big child, a very, very strong child. So I was given the name Bam Bam. Now what happened was, I was given that name, but what happened was, you know, kids are cruel. So throughout school and throughout, my younger years, people couldn't understand how somebody could be named Amon-Ra. So if you're doing a roll call in school and it's like Josh, Brian, Mike, Amon-Ra. What?
Right,
kids were cruel, so I didn't know I didn't know how much power my name had. So I stuck with Bam Bam for a while until I appreciated and understood what my name meant. So Bam Bam was my nickname as a dancer and choreographer. So everybody in the business that knew me as Bam Bam, they knew it was synonymous with choreographer or dancer. That's why, as the artist and the actor, I use my real names. I'm not trying to stray away from Bam Bam, but just so you can differentiate, I'm not coming in as the choreographer dancer. And that was what kind of fell back for me. So that's why I had to stop running from it and push it more as a triple threat, as opposed to me just switching. Because, you know, when Michael Jordan went to baseball, everybody was waiting for him to dunk a basketball. Nobody took him serious.
Right.
So because I was so big in the business as Bam Bam, when I wanted to switch careers, I had to start from scratch. But people still knew me as something. So when they introduced me, it was like, yo, this is my boy Bam. He's a hell of a choreographer and dancer. And I'm like, no, I'm singing now. So that became kind of my alter ego.
Sort of an alter ego, but a stigma as well. But it's okay, because you know, we have Beyonce who has Sasha Fierce.
I was about to say that. That is my I made Bam Bam my Sasha Fierce. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
there you go. There you go.
Gotta, I mean, sometimes, you know, you have to enforce one name to kind of dignify and uphold one persona, because it's all different perspectives of you. So you know what I mean? It's like an incentive for you to propel yourself, or one avenue of yourself and center yourself in that particular arena with that name. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So Amon Ra is the singer, but Bam Bam is the choreographer.
In the acting business, you fail all the time. Early on in my career, I auditioned for a part in a Broadway musical. Perfect role for me, I thought. So I'm in the wings, I'm about to go on stage, but the guy in front of me, he's singing like Pavarotti, and I'm just shrinking, I'm getting smaller and smaller. So they say, oh, thank you very much, and you'll be hearing from us. So I come out with my little sheet music, and so I assumed I didn't get the job. But the next part of the audition, he called me back. The next part of the audition is the acting part of the audition. So I'm like, hey, okay, maybe I can't sing, but I know I can act. So they pair me with this guy, and again, I didn't know about musical theater. And musical theater is big, so they can reach everyone all the way in the back of the stadium. And I'm more from a realistic, naturalistic kind of acting where you actually talk to the person next to you. So I don't know what my line was. My line was, well, hand me the cup. And his line was, well, I will hand you the cup, my dear. The cup will be there to be handed to you. I didn't get the job. But here's the thing. I didn't quit. I didn't fall back. I walked out of there to prepare for the next audition, and the next audition, and the next audition. I prayed. I prayed. And I prayed. But I continued to fail, and fail, and fail. But it didn't matter, because you know what? There's an old saying, you hang around the barbershop long enough, sooner or later you're going to get a haircut. So you will catch a break, and I did catch a break. Last year, I did a play called Fences on Broadway. Someone talked about it. Won the Tony Award. But here's the kicker. It was at the Court Theater. It was at the same theater that I failed that first audition 30 years prior.
While on tour, what was the craziest or worst time for you? Like one of those times where you kind of second guessed what you were doing, like either a crazy story or like a really bad time while you were on tour and you just felt like, why am I here?
If okay.
You had any times like that
before. I'll give you both. I got you. So one of the best times on tour for me was like 2 years ago. Okay. So I had been asked to revamp a show for Salt and Pepper, right?
Okay.
So I was on tour with Salt and Pepper, but the road manager knew I sang. So back and forth, we've been going. I was on tour with them for years and years and years, and we got very, very close. And, you know, they loved me to a point where they trusted me. So because they trusted me, big stars and the big celebrities don't like going to sound check. Okay, so I used to go to sound check on tours with the road manager while the Salt and Pepper would stay in their hotel room. Me and the other dancers would go to sound check, and I'd make sure the stage is right, they'd make sure the sound is right. But I would be on the mic checking their songs, checking their mics back and forth on stage. So we were in Huntsville, Alabama, and there was a big storm between Huntsville, Alabama, and I think it was Texas. So what happened was some of the groups didn't make it to the show. Like one or two of the groups didn't make it to the show. So Salt and Pepper just made it because we were grounded. But what happened was they had did something with Oprah, and Oprah gave us her private jet. So when planes are grounded, for some reason private jets can still fly. I guess they have some kind of autonomy to still be able to fly.
Right.
So we're at soundcheck in the next place. And I'm checking the mic and checking the mic. So come to find out, another group called Color Me Bad. It's an old school group.
Of course, a little
before my time.
Come on now.
So Color Me Bad missed their flight. So we're on sound check doing this, and the road manager comes up to me with this small Jewish guy, and he's like, "Yo, Bam, you sing, right? You've been talking all this crap about how you can't wait to do this, and you're doing this and that." And I was like, "Yeah, I sing, of course, of course." And he was like, "Well, Color Me Bad missed their flight, and we're down a group. We need 15 minutes. Can you do it?" Yo, my chest filled up with like, wait.
15-minute spot check? They gave you a 15-minute spot check for real?
They gave me a 15-minute, they was like, can you do 15 minutes? Because, you know, in tours, you got blocked out for a certain amount of time. So people pay for the whole, like when they pay for the star, when they pay for a whole roster, if some people don't show up, people can complain because I might have come specifically for that group. So that slot has to be filled.
Right.
So
he said it.
It's on the writer. So when the tour manager said it, he was there with the guy, I guess, whose venue it was. And they was like, can you do it? Now, mind you, I have my music on a computer. I don't have any stage show set up or anything like that. And I just took 3 seconds and I was like, yeah, I can do it. It's like, oh my God, if you ever had a moment as an artist, this is it. Like, this is your moment to prove all this stuff you've been saying for all these years. So I got on stage at Huntsville, Alabama, in front of 20,000.
Oh my God! That was the first time. Let me just say this: it wasn't the first time to be on stage in front of all those people because you've been touring and dancing, but the first time as an actual act.
In front of a crowd like that. Because I've done small shows, little venues here in the city, in New York, and stuff like that, but never in another place with a stadium. With my own music. Oh my God! No.
What happened?
So at soundcheck, I go back to the hotel room, and I'm trying to pick out whatever clothes I have because usually if we go in, we do shows with Salt and Pepper, we were just going for the weekend. So I didn't pack any like fly clothes unless we knew we was going to our after party. So I put together something fly. I was telling the other dancer, I was like, "Yo, I have a whole stage to hold down by myself. They're gonna press play on the CD player. Just come on stage. I'm gonna give you the other mic and just get hyped." Mm-hmm. So I hit the stage. The lights went low. And I came out there. And they gave me a round of applause when they said my name, but nobody knew who I was. But if you go on my YouTube, I put it up there. Girl, I hit the stage and I blew it down.
Wishing I can come, you be ready for it. No permission, none at all, to be as bad as you are. Take a picture to last long. I'm just trying to leave it with you for the last song. Yeah. I just had to pull up in the matte black shorty. Yo, fatty, he ain't never getting that back. Yeah, started on her feet with the tap. Now she on her knees in the trap giving cat stacks. Yeah, pulled up, top off. I don't want shorty, took a top off. Feel for the tits knock off. Popped off and she got dropped off. Yeah, shoes on, socks off. Penthouse, top floor. Bend down, drop low. Bend down, drop low. You don't know what to do with her. You can just give her to me. Ain't like them you mean. Girl, you gon' remember me. You keep that slim energy. Turn it to a memory. Girl, you gon' remember me. Girl, you gon' remember me. All we can. All the weekend, tell your friends, let's be friends. Girl, you're gonna remember me. Freaking, going off the deep end. Ain't no need to pretend. Girl, you're gonna remember me. Now she chillin' with her knees up. Ask about a man, she get amnesia. She said she don't need ya. Same way I feel about a feature. We out the country on a visa. She wear red bottoms, no sneakers. I try to tell her we the way. She ain't believe me, now she sees it. I know you've been afraid. Cause you got dude in the way, yeah. Pulled up, top off. I don't want shorty, took a top off. Feel for the tits, knock off. Popped off and she got dropped off, yeah. Shoes on, socks off. Penthouse, top floor.
bend down, drop down, bend down, drop low.
You don't know what to do with her.
No.
You can just give her to me.
Stay like the
what you need now.
Girl, you're gonna remember me.
You can get some energy.
Turn you to a memory.
Girl, you're gonna remember me.
Girl, you're gonna remember me.
All we can, kick it for the weekend.
Tell your friends,
let's be friends.
Girl, you're gonna remember me.
Freaking,
going off the deep end.
Ain't no need to pretend.
Girl, you're gonna remember me.
Tell the people where they can find you.
Well, www.amenraofficial.com. That's A-M-E-N-R-A official.com. And I have a few clips of my shows, my EPK and things like that on there. Ah, that was the best feeling. Now, one of the craziest situations is when I went to Amsterdam. And I was out there to do a dance workshop. And I'm sitting there. You know it's Amsterdam. For anybody that knows Amsterdam, it's a party town. Right. So we had to do workshops. And my boy that set up the workshop, we would dance. And at the end of the workshop, we would do a big circle. And in the big circle, we were all freestyle. So, you know, I'm out in Amsterdam the night before, drinking, partaking, drinking, having fun, partaking, party, 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 party. But I have to be up at 8 o'clock the next morning to do this workshop in front of like 75 to 80 people. So we're doing the workshop. At the end of the workshop, they say, okay, freestyle time. And they push me into the circle of freestyle. I do the same move. I have a move I did where I used to jump into a split. No different from me doing it any other night. But this is prior to me drinking and partaking in extracurricular activities. Mm-hmm. I go to do the split and my knee goes pop, pop, pop. Oh,
did it break?
I get up.
Did it break or pop out of place?
It popped out of place, but it popped into it popped on a situation where I was out for a year. And for anybody that's a dancer out there knows, knee injuries or back injuries are the scariest thing that makes you have to question your livelihood, because that's my work. My knees and my back are my work.
Right.
So I was out for almost a year. So that was when I started to realize a plan B needed to have. I couldn't sit here and be dancing the rest of my life, killing my body without nothing to show for it. And that's when I started to indulge in different parts of my career that I could also do between acting and singing. But that was the scariest moment of my life because, you know, I'm in another country, my knee is popped out, and I'm like, I can't walk. So you never know how long it's gonna take to heal. So that was one of the lowest and scariest things that happened.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because a lot of people, I mean, most young people, not a lot of people, but most young people don't realize that, or most people that are exercise fanatics don't realize that cardio, because that's what dancing is.
Oh,
cardio
yes.
is very hard on the body, and
yes.
and as a dancer, because even, you know, if you read up on Michael Jackson, people think he just wanted to be like this crazy person that was irresponsible, or just because he had money he could do these drugs or whatever. It was just because he was an avid dancer, and when you're an avid dancer, you get all of these injuries. And your body is not a machine, and therefore you get all of these injuries to your body. And even though people say, you know, exercise, one would think if I exercise all the time, then I should stay in good shape. What would be wrong with me if I'm exercising? But that's not the thing. The case is that you are moving your joints, and when you're moving your joints, you're popping your joints, and there you get arthritis and all of these other things that you get subjected to as a dancer. And that's the prolonged side.
The con. And but people don't have to realize too. Cons. People have to realize that dancers are athletes. And every time a basketball player finishes or a football player finishes the game, they jump into an ice tub, or they jump and get a massage, or they do different things to help maintain their body. Because the same way a basketball player runs up and down the court, that wears on your knees. So the same way people are dancing, spinning on their back, spinning on their head, if you don't have the proper care, that's a wear and tear in your body. And it's an age-appropriate sport. So as a dancer, you can't be doing the same thing in your 40s and 50s that you were doing in your 20s and your teens. And you got to take care of yourself in between.
When I wake up, no makeup, half naked, I feel like I'm the shit. Pardon my language, but hang-ups do not define the kid. No, I'm not flawless, I'm scarred up and I'm fine with it. My body are the laundry list of all of life's unkindnesses. But I still sip tea, enchant ohm, and live free. Cause hardships and heartbreaks turn to rap epiphanies. And mom told me, stay woke, cause all gold ain't glistening. Choose your words wisely, cause the all-knowing's listening. But no worries, I'm Gucci, my thighs are a little juicy. My dialogue, a little awkward, my idols still move me. My life is a movie, like Raheem and Mookie. I'm just trying to do the right thing, hope that it improves me. My bamboos accustomed to me, you'll be soon accustomed to me. This tomorrow, I got royal hemoglobin coursing through me. And my strength is now inhuman, I get that straight from my umi. Signed it silver, I'm out the grill of yours and truly.
You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart, don't let up. Cause you're so damn fine, just the way you are. You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart, don't let up. Cause you're so damn fine, just the way you are.
I ain't get here overnight. I was in that mirror like 4 or 5 times a week on my mile of beats, reciting affirmations like holy writing. I still don't know everything, but I guess confessions from 8x11s and studio sessions seem like it's only right. And trust me, this my therapy, fuck your couch. Finna murk all these Murphy types, funny style, let me shut your mouth. Touch me, I'm slaughtering crews, squads, goons, teams. The queen is coming to rule your region, coming for all of your asses, plus your house. I ain't always have it in me, no titles for pretending. I was 14 years old, forcing pills down my throat, so my baby fat diminished. Still got these scars from cutting my wrist when I thought the life was finished. Now they remind me what my lows look like, now I know the sky's the limit. Okay, never claim to be perfect, that's an impossible dream. I'm just saying that I'm worth it, that's the responsible thing. Spend half my life trying to find my life from outside sources. Why the only voice that mattered came from me?
You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart, don't let up. Cause you're so damn fine, just the way you better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart, don't let up. Cause you're so damn fine, just the way
when
you
Rocco
are.
When she too aggressive, that's too masculine. And her content a little too obsessive, just relax a bit. She say she got, that's narcissistic, just the facts of it. Nah, I don't really F with female rappers, that's just sacrilege. Glad I learned early not to internalize every ink up. Daddy told me with every opinion there comes a sphincter. And they would rather she them thoughts than popularize a thinker. Why them lying archetypes is chasing cat, them trying to sphinx her. Rap arrows, skin caramello, apparel mainly vintage. Mero composer, warriors. So every verse became a vengeance. Went through too much hell to not be fine, but they still feigning ignorance. So now I came to clip my just do with remaining interest. Baby, I'm a star without the flash frame of Fenty. Came out the doctored up the entire game upon my entry. Kept it 100, messed around and gained another century. In this now I'm aiming to pop off till my mental chamber's empty. I'm unbothered, your standards is irrelevant. I might F around and rock a body, all this for the hell of it. They've been trying to martyr me for ages cause my melanin. So now I'm soaking UV rays with shaking. Slathered it on my abdomen, my dude. I'm magic, my game is goddess, my move is savage, that's dangerous. Connie's boss move and mountains, my range astonishing. Dane, the sun is like rain and comets, they blazing. Trails through planets, all hell, it's kind of amazing. That's right, we'll call this self love. Discovered I was dope and indulge like I'm scale drugs. And you could call me arrogant if that's gonna help, love. But if you trying to knock me down, your demolitions fell, bruh, fell, bruh, fell, bruh.
So ice baths, you mentioned ice baths. Do you like those? Do you take those? Is that one of the necessary?
Well, after my injury, before an injury, you think you're a superhero. Your mortality is challenged when your body realizes like, ho, wait a minute. We got to take it easy.
Okay.
Because sometimes on tour, you're in different time zones, you're in different countries, you're in different places, and your body has to adjust to things. So a lot of times it'll be plane, hotel, stadium, back to hotel, show, back home, back on the plane, do it again. That wears and tears on your body and stuff like that. So in doing things like that, hot baths, massages whenever you can get, rest more than anything, rest. And we don't rest. We're always partying, we're always dancing, we're always doing extracurricular activities, and rest is the most important thing to take care of yourself.
And what about diet?
Honestly, dancers have the worst diets. I'm gonna keep it real.
Okay, because I was gonna say, like, is there something you could tell the people about eating that you would change as you get older? You start realizing that you need to make a change. So is there any suggestions that you have, or none at all?
Well, as an athlete, usually when boxers, when they're on an off time, they usually, you know, eat different as opposed to when they're training for a fight in situations like that. Dancers, because it's not the kind of job that you can punch a clock every day all day, and sometimes the work is far and in between, maintaining your body and your health in between times is very important. Now, sometimes dancers don't make good money and their eating habits match their finances. That's why I said dancers eat like crap sometimes, because it is kind of expensive sometimes to eat well. But the more you start to realize that your body is your money, the more you start to have to invest in it and invest in your eating habits. Vitamins are very, very are good for you. Stretching out is very, very good for you. But the kind of eating habits, certain that things that's going to maintain your stamina. Smoking is not good. I'll tell you that now. But
so, are there any vitamins that you would suggest to the people?
Yes, I'm privy to something called Juice Plus. When you can look up, I have different people, like, you can't even buy these in the store. It's called Juice Plus, and they're condensed vitamins between fruits, vegetables, and berries. And it's so to the point, but it's so natural, and the energy that you get from it is wonderful. It's called Juice Plus.
Where do they get these from? Where could we locate these?
Well, there's my distributor. Her name is Charlene Worthen. You can look up Charlene Worthen, and you can contact her, and she can get it to you. You know how they have distributors where she can, you know, get you things, and then every few months you pay a certain price, and they just send them to your house. It's exclusive. You can't buy them in stores, but it's so good.
So spell Juice her Plus. Name for us.
S-H-A-R-L-E-N-E. Charlene Worthen. W-A-R-T-H-E-N. You can look her up on Facebook under Charlene Worthen, and just tell them that Bam Bam sent you, and you're looking to get Juice Plus. And you could also look up juiceplus.com and see their websites. They are excellent. Those things got me through life. When I say it got me through life, it's a natural supplement. I even got a few celebrities taking it. But yes, look up Charlene Worthen, hit her on Facebook, and just let her know that you wanted to get down with Juice Plus, and Amon Ra sent you.
Caught in our own sins.
Nobody.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day,
nobody.
I live like somebody on their greatest.
Ooh.
Don't let your demons take you down.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Some niggas go to college. Some niggas go to jail.
You see it.
Make it into heaven. Ooh. Some make it into hell.
I know I do.
Some bitches to sing them blues to you. Pay attention to hustle, I got the rules for you. Made my way through the maze and I left some clues for you. Now it's up to you, are you gone?
Take heed and get paid. And spread my money in until your dying day. Say fuck the middleman, get on your grind to save. Or are you more the type to have your mind a slave? They telling me they believe and I got style for days. And when I do drop an album, they'll be proud to pay. Still out here on this mission and I'm miles away. Somehow I feel like recently I found my way. Wait, yeah. It ain't no feeling that could rival those. And you could pop a Molly, you could sniff a pile of coke. You could make 100 million, fuck 1,000 hoes. But when it's all
my people. That one day is upon us. Grab your fork, it's time to eat, bro. I'm slossing that piso, rapper CEO. And if we all actors, I guess I'll be Al Pacino. And it was all after when they thought I was finito. It's not my Valentino, it's what I got up my sleeve, though. LAX to JFK, then on our way to Heathrow. At the Polo Lounge in Harris, sipping cappuccino, spending pounds. Every purchase, man, this feeling has no equal. If you come from where I come from, it's rare that you see folk that did it like I did it, but I do it cause we need more. Cuba Gooding Jr.'s killing with that submarine flow. Like every man of honor had to conquer Rob De Niro. Like Ginger in Casino, wore that runway light in the heat. That shadow in the grass when Vincent shot him off his feet. In other words, life is just a fight against your disbeliefs. That's why I'm screaming, I'm the greatest of all time like Young Ali. Play Muhammad to these false prophets in this industry. But I'm just me, catch me cruising solo in my 2CD. Eating Z, wrapped the Roosevelt with Rempo smoking weed. TMZ, flashing lights like Kanye album number 3. But I'm gon' be from RSC to the day that I D.I.E. So I crank my beat and hit the gas on him, gas on him.
Gas on the jazz.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna care. The things we do just to make it through.
But I can't wait to share with you all in due time.
Nobody
did you miss me? I know
die.
I missed you.
Can't
believe you
made
the way revolution.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Susan. So this is Amon Ra and your girl Frenchie B right
yeah.
now on I Can't Make This Up. And the name of this show is To Be a King. So with that title, okay, I wanted to compliment who you were, and I knew, of course, they say we often ask the questions we already know the answers to, but some people do not know some things, so I'm always...
For the public.
Yes, for the public. For the public. And even yes, the teacher yes, yes. knows that they teach, and they're learning as they're teaching, as they're hearing themselves teach. And that the student could become a teacher and blah, blah, blah. So with that being said, I spoke to my last guest and we discussed the importance of words and their definitions and being mindful when and how we use them. With that being said, these days I see a lot of self-proclaimed kings and queens, and by all means, I'm all for self-empowerment and personal upliftment and the edifying of others. But realistically, there seems to be an over influx of kings and queens out here, yet a noticeable drought when it comes to leaders of our communities. Do you believe that everyone should be addressed as kings and queens? Because I know that this is something that you do when I hear you speak and interact, and I know it's a term of endearment. I do.
Yes.
But
does everybody deserve it?
Yeah. Does everybody deserve it? And then the follow up to the follow up question is: are these? Do you think that somehow these words are replacing the dated words such as my nigga and even my bitch? Do you think everyone deserves that title? And is that title only designated to address those of brown hues? I know that's a long ass question. I wanted to give it the overhaul and the
overhaul. I got you. I got you. I'm with you.
I know only a king can answer that question properly.
Okay. So when I sit there and I call people kings and queens, yes, it's to replace the stigma and the mentality of what we've been going through for years. So even if you are not at the level where you're embracing or acknowledging your king and queendom, I will call you that so you have something to aspire to. Okay. So in people saying, yo, what's up, my nigga? How you doing, my nigga? That keeps us at a certain playing field mentally to what it is, because what comes around with the lifestyle of being my nigga, or how we was taught and how we was indoctrinated of being my nigga or my G, which means my God, because it depends on who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm. Or my gangster.
My gangster or OG, exactly. So in saying my king and queen, it's trying to tell, yes, more so people of our hue, of our hue, to embrace who you are or embrace who you can be. And I acknowledge you for the best version of yourself.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so do you yourself see yourself as a king?
150%.
And in your opinion, what does it take to have these sort of qualities? What does it take to be a king?
A serious knowledge of self. A serious knowledge of the worth of self. A serious knowledge of how you can move forward in a world that doesn't give a care about you. You have to seriously become the word. You have to seriously, again, aspire to be the best version of yourself. So when you're embraced and you're trying to walk this world as a king, when you're known around the world as anything less than, you have to be that. And an ugly person only becomes ugly when he embraces that he's ugly. Because there's a lot of people that are ugly, but they look like or act like they're everything. And people look like them. Well, hey, he has a glow about him that makes him not so ugly. How can Biggie Smalls get so many girls? The confidence of a king.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? With a woman, the most attractive thing to me on a woman is her confidence and her femininity. It doesn't matter how you look, but the queendom inside of you. Because at the end of the day, when you go home and it's you looking at yourself in the mirror, you have to embrace that queen inside of you, because I'm not going to believe it if you don't.
True. Well said. I couldn't have said it better.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar. Strawberries on a summer evening, baby, you're the end of June. I want your belly and that summer feeling. Like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar.
So now we're going to get a little political.
Nah.
Don't worry, I'll have you back another time.
Nah, it's necessary. Let's get it. No, I'm here. I'm here for it. There's nothing else but Frenchie B right now. There's nothing else. There's nothing else.
Thank you. A much obliged. Thank you.
So let's get it.
Let's get it. So in terms of being born to lead, right, correlated with the woes of today, and where we are in the world right now, what are some solutions that you can offer to help remedy the world and all of its dismay and disarray?
That is one of the hardest questions to answer. No. But give me a second. No.
I'm not gonna get you because
No. That's like, one of the
cubes. I got it.
Nah, you got with that one because
do I got the juice? Tell me that Frenchie B got the juice with this.
Frenchie B got the juice 150%. If y'all know now, y'all know. So, in ways now, how do you navigate through this world? You navigate through this world by paying attention. You navigate this world by respecting the past, but embracing what the future can be. So some people get too engraved on what happened in the past and they can't move forward. Some people get too engulfed in the future, but they don't know how to navigate through the future because they didn't respect the past. So in life, you can never be perfect. You're always perfecting. When you're perfect, you're stagnant. You can't go any higher. So you live your life always perfecting, always going for the knowledge of self more than anything. How can you push anything to the world if you're not right within? The way Lauryn Hill had said.
Right.
How are you going to win if you ain't right within?
Right.
So the best way I can push myself with the world is the most authentic person that everybody can relate to in my humanity. I'm not going to always agree with everything you say and do, but I'm going to say my words with confliction to you. No, you can't deny my honesty. You can't deny my honesty. And that's another reason why entertainment is a perfect way to bring inspiration to the world, because humans know when you're being honest. And humans respect it more, even though if they don't agree with it, they respect you more for your honesty. My way of changing the world, or my way of embracing and giving us a better world, is to respect that we don't know everything.
Yes. The teacher always being a student.
Yes, and they say the greatest teachers are the best students.
Yes.
Stay humble. If you are something and act like it's nothing, you'll be everything. Mm. Remember that. Mm. If you are something and you act like it's nothing, you'll be everything. The most humble people in the world are the ones that's loved the most. Yes. You understand what I'm saying?
Indeed. Yes. People like Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
They shunned him. They talked so dirty about him. But even to this day, if a baby is born and they hear Michael Jackson, they would instantly just bond with his spirit and his nature and his message, which was humanity. He was a humanist.
Yes. And that's
the best way. He was genuine as well. Yes. And they didn't understand. It was so foreign and unfamiliar to the people that were not like that. They were so when you feel intimidated. They were so intimidated by his candor and his kindness that they had to just try to taint it in a sense.
Think about it like this. For those people that go religious route, he was treated the way the modern day Jesus Christ was treated.
It's true.
Right before they killed Jesus, they had to shut him down. They had to deface his character. They had to make him seem like he wasn't what he was. But all he was an inspiration to his people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all
he
it is.
They tortured him because of his heart.
Because of his heart and his inspiration. So the scariest thing that you can have is your inspiration to people in a positive way. It takes nothing to be genuine. Let down the shroud of who you think the world wants to see and just embrace the person you are.
So you're saying basically there are no real solid, finite solutions, that infinite growth is really sort of
the solution. Let go of the narcissism that we have. Let go of let go of the stigma of trying to be the best at anything over another human being. Because that's what the world is today. Who has the best technology? Who has the best weapons? Who has the best this? Who has the best that? We're so busy trying to one-up ourselves and create our God through machines that we lose the God within ourselves.
How did you manage to access all this information?
Electrical impulses. Every cell knows and talks to every other cell. They exchange 1,000 bits of information between them per second. Cells group together, forming a giant web of communication, which in turn forms matter. Cells get together, take on one form, deform, reform. Makes no difference, it's all the same. Humans consider themselves unique, so they've rooted their whole theory of existence on their uniqueness. One is their unit of measure, but it's not. All social systems we put into place are a mere sketch. 1 + 1 = 2, that's all we've learned. But 1 + 1 has never equaled 2. There are, in fact, no numbers and no letters. We've codified our existence to bring it down to human size, to make it comprehensible. We've created a scale so that we can forget its unfathomable scale.
But if humans are not the unit of measure, and the world isn't governed by mathematical laws, what governs all that?
Film a car speeding down a road. Speed up the image infinitely, and the car disappears. So what proof do we have of its existence? Time gives legitimacy to its existence. Time is the only true unit of measure. It gives proof to the existence of matter. Without time, we don't exist.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Frenchie B, and you're listening to I Can't Make This Up. Thanks to those of you that shared the broadcast and tuned in. A special thanks goes out to my guests, Mr. Triple Threat himself, Amon-Ra Bam Bam Valentine. And now, some special words for you. Words to grow on. Stay solid with firm feet. Chin up always. Stay out of the way and mind your damn business. Unless, of course, it means staying true and standing up for what is right. And lastly, remember that even in life's darkest times or moments, you are stronger than you know. You are a star. So don't you ever allow the blinding lights to dim you from being just who you are. Up next, I got my boy The Weeknd with Blinding Lights. Until next time, guys. Peace.
on myself.